Of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. I sound quite bright and cheerful, don't I, considering we're in our 756th week of school holidays.
I was just going to say that. What are you feeling, I guess, the vibrant, fresh feels of middle of holidays? Is it the middle or is it towards the end? We're technically meant to be towards the end. They would have been going back on Monday.
I lost my mind last night.
Why?
Let me tell you why. It's hot at the moment, right?
It is.
Air conditioning needs to be on because it's hot. So the girls have a shower. The girls complain that it's freezing in this house because the air conditioning's on. I mean, my girls think it's freezing all the time. It can drop down to 28 degrees outside and they start putting a jumper on. They're always cold. I go upstairs. They're well into a movie by now. They've had the shower, put pajamas on. They've come down. They're watching a movie. Probably half an hour into the movie. I've just happened to go upstairs just to get something. I've walked past the bathroom. The heat lamp is on. I've gone, are you kidding me? So many things to say here. First of all, what's the heat lamp doing on? We've got the air conditioning on. We've got the heat lamp on. You are going, fuck you, environment. Fuck your bank balance. I'm going to have both of these blasting at the same time. Hot, cold. Seriously, why have you got the heat lamp on in the first place? Don't put the heat lamp on when we've got the air conditioning on. Don't leave the heat lamp on when you've started your movie and you're downstairs for half an hour. I don't know how much it costs to have a heat lamp and cold air conditioning running at the same time.
But you've done a half an hour of it.
I'm thinking it's not great for the bank balance or the environment.
Look, I don't want to add to this, but I'm kind of your girls. I would do that if I'm cold and I get, yes, I would put the heat lamps on.
You would not do that. You would put the heat lamp on with the air conditioning on.
Yeah, like if I was getting out of the shower and the water's on me and I'm feeling a bit chilly, my natural thing is to want to be warm. So then I would have turned that on. I mean, I wouldn't have left it on for half an hour and just walked out. I don't get that. Mind you, I don't get a lot of things that kids do like that. But yeah, definitely heat lamp if I was cold, especially with water on me. I'm like,
okay, well,
I'm that person. I would have done exactly what I would have turned it off though straight away.
Yeah, I'm going to start charging them electricity.
Yeah, I think it's the best way forward.
I think it is.
I don't know how to encourage or teach children to not want to light up the house with lights and then just leave them on.
Yeah.
I don't get when that penny drops. I don't get when they go, fuck, I should turn that light off.
No.
Might help.
Don't care. It's not my money.
I'm just going to go from one end of the house to the other and I'm going to turn on every light on the way.
Mm.
And because I'm like in a hurry from coming back from my bedroom, I'm just going to leave it all on.
Yeah, leave it all on.
I can't stand it.
I know.
It just drives me mad.
You walk through the house and go, are we living in Las Vegas?
I was like, that's what I do every night. But tell me when the penny drops, I'd love to know.
Honestly, I'm going to go, you know that pocket money that you earned? You know when you got $10 for washing the car? Give it back. It's going on electricity. Am I a bad mum for wishing I'd started it years ago?
Oh my gosh.
We've talked about this a lot over the last couple of weeks, I think, especially because it's school holidays and we're wanting the kids to take a bit more responsibility, do some more chores. We've said so many times, you were on that parent show, Parental Guidance, and you were the helicopter parents.
Yes.
I watched you thinking, oh my God, I'm just the same. Like I've been helicoptering around my kids, doing stuff for them, picking up after them to the point where now they're 13 and they, you know, they'll do stuff if I ask them. And then it's always like, oh, how much money are we going to get? And I've started saying, you just get to live in this house.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah.
Going to clean the bathroom? Great. What do I get?
We talk about this topic a lot, like about knowing and understanding our actions now and feeling like it's a little bit too late and you'd wish you'd like sort of set the standard or done things differently earlier.
Yeah.
Your girls, obviously being 13, you're at a different end of the scale. And knowing that my kids are like 6 and 8, I'm like, shit, I've got to change shit real quick.
Yeah.
It's got to change now, because otherwise by the time I get to when my girls are 13, I'm going to be like in a straitjacket. Like, I'm not going to be like you. I'm not getting more chilled. I'm going to be like locked up in a mental institute because I'm going to have a straitjacket on. I'm going to be losing my shit because my kids are just driving me mad.
To you that I'm more chilled?
It seems like you get more chilled. Like, I feel like watching, and we've been doing this podcast for so long, I feel like there's been like an absolute chillness to the last few years of your girls. I know that you say that you don't, and you probably don't feel like it, and maybe I see a different version of you because we have that in all of us. Mm. We've hung out and we've parented together. They're good kids. They're very amusing. They're very funny girls. But your way with them has sort of chilled.
Yeah.
But I just think that if I get to, when you, like 13, I'm going to be in a straitjacket. I'm not doing the same as you right now.
I feel like I'm a lot more relaxed around how I can talk to my kids now.
Yeah.
You know, I can. Yeah. You can be a bit more adult around them.
Yeah.
Like, you walked in effing and blinding early.
I know.
You went, oh, sorry girls. Doesn't matter. Like, we can use that. Not that I'm saying that, you know, I don't throw swear words around all the time, but I know that I can say the odd word like that, and they know not to repeat it. It's not like they're young kids that are then going to start mouthing off in the supermarket.
No, I'm struggling with that at the moment.
What are your kids saying?
Well, you know what the rule is. I've said, yes, if you listen to it in the car, if you hear swear words in music in the car, that's fine. I'm okay with it. It's all good. But we do not repeat it.
Mm.
Kids don't repeat those words. They're not kid words. You don't use them. It's really rude. This, and that.
Yeah, but I think yours are at the age where it's still a little bit fun. Let's shock mum. Fuck.
Elsie. She goes, I didn't say that. She said, it says funk.
Yeah.
And I was like, you little.
Yeah, trying to get around it.
Yeah.
So what's happened recently is I've been getting the girls to clean their own bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bathroom they use. You clean it. It's your responsibility. So Holly has spent hours cleaning the bathroom. So she's done all the basin. She's done the bath. She's mopped the floors. And then she's tackled the shower. Shower takes a long time.
Yeah, so I hate
for an adult, shower takes a long time. Getting all the soap scum off and all the whatever in between the tiles, and then trying to get the glass door so that it's smear free.
Mm.
She nailed it. She spent ages on this shower. It looked beautiful. It was gleaming. But the great thing about her doing that was not in that moment having everything clean. The great thing that I got from that cleaning of the shower moment is that every time she's had a shower in there since, she doesn't want it to get dirty, because she knows how long it took her and how much effort it took her to get it that clean. So she then asked me the next day, Mum, can we get one of those squidgies? Because every time I have a shower, I'm getting soap on it and I don't want to mess up the clean shower screen that I've done. So she's wanting to keep it clean. That's the biggest lesson that I've learned from this process, is the understanding that when I know how hard I've worked on cleaning this and how long it's taken me, I don't want people to just go in and flick water everywhere.
Yeah.
Have you seen that thing going around Facebook? It's a video of the mum, and it's the mum saying, when I go into my kid's first home, when they've grown up and I go into my kid's first home. And what then the video is funny because she chucks the shoes in, like, she jumps on the lounge, throws the cushion everywhere, does a forward roll over the, like,
she
all
puts
the stuff.
Her hand on all of the glass.
Yes,
yeah, love it.
She puts her tongue, smears her tongue all over the glass. And then she goes into the bathroom, she washes her hand, throws the towel on the floor, flicks water all over the mirror. And it's just exactly what your kids do, because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No.
And someone what I've realized is, since Holly has
started cleaning
and knows what it takes to keep it clean, she doesn't want to mess it up again.
My thing here would be, is meals as clean as Holly?
Yeah.
So it's not like you've got one, so it's like that wretched housemate that you've got that doesn't do shit, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
And then is almost like that you know, you have that moment. You know, when you first move out of home and you think that you're going to be like the best of housemates, but you live so differently, like polar opposites, and you go through that process of almost process of elimination.
Yeah.
I think you're going to go into a situation, if Amelia is not the same as Holly, Holly's going to be outing Amelia and Amelia's going to be using your ensuite.
Because there's always one.
So Amelia steps up and comes to Holly's standard, or get out, use someone else's.
If I clean the house and then everyone comes home, I'm like, no one's allowed to live in this house because I've cleaned it. Mm. You can't live in here now for the next 7 days.
No.
Because it's all clean.
Yeah.
But she gets it now. And this is where the I wish I'd done it earlier comes into play, because it would have saved years of getting stressed out about people not keeping shit tidy and clean and not caring if I'd have started this earlier on.
I know.
You can take this and run.
I'm just going to Bunnings after this to grab a squeegee and just tell her how to squeegee. Okay, all right. I'll try it. I'll definitely try it. Elsie cleaning glass is like she drowns it in all of the spray and then goes wipe, 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 and goes, oh, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Off I go. I might have more luck with Grace, I think.
Start with Sam. Start with
that. Is the biggest joke I've ever. That was the funniest part of this whole podcast.